So let me say first, Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that.
Barack with the Dave Chappelle
Oh man.
Yeah, dude, we're going back to Australia, the land down under.
Down under. Here we go. Back again. Looking forward to it.
Down under in that grundle. Nice. Yeah, put some shrimp on a babby. Yeah, put every single stereotype of an Australian. You're gonna drink some force.
I know. I was gonna say the shrimp on the barber. You beat me to it there. Yeah.
Gonna go put a rhubarb on a truck. Yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever.
we're going back to Melbourne.
Yeah. Anyway, I've actually never been to Australia, so I just sound like an ignorant piece of shit.
I have actually. I've been to Melbourne, and let me tell you, there is no Foster over there. No one drinks Foster beer in Australia. That's
what I've been told.
A purely export thing, and I'm not even sure if it's an Aussie brand. Double check, but yeah, don't tell an Aussie that you love their beer called Foster's. They will punch you in the face.
Well, funny enough, Foster's and I have a very intimate relationship.
Oh yeah, what happened to you the first time you drank that?
I saw my first set of tits.
Oh wow! So you owe Foster's a huge.
Yeah, it was a gas, one of the Foster's gas cans that actually. I was at the Indy 500 naturally, and
oh my god,
I was 7, maybe 8 years old. I don't remember if it was my first or my second. I think it was my second Indy 500, and the group I was with gave this woman a Foster's gas can beer. And in return, I took a sip, and then she showed us her lady bits, at least the top part.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, didn't want to say tits, but I just said it anyway.
Well, there we go, demonetized already.
Anyway, yeah, dude. But we're going back to Oz. Let's roll the intro. We got some stuff to talk about.
A question for all of you except Romain Grosjean.
To whom it may concern, fuck you.
More ladies in the paddock? Yeah, more paddock access to some women. There's too many dudes.
I don't really have a lot to comment on that, except that he was being a pussy.
Yeah, boy. There wasn't that much that happened since the break. Well, I don't know if we call it a break. Since the last race, since the Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like whenever it's not a back-to-back now, it feels like a break.
It does. And it's funny, too, because a lot of the drivers are, like, taking trips to exotic locations that are nowhere near
the race.
Like, a lot of them just went back to England. It's not very exotic. But,
to the sim.
But they're traveling to these places that are nowhere near Australia, to then have to take the long flight there. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, F1 trying to be carbon neutral by 2030, is it?
Dude, this one guy actually put I saw on Instagram recently this one guy who he had tracked this year's calendar.
Oh yeah,
you know where they go, and it is.
It's scary.
It's crazy. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, it's literally bouncing left to right if you look at the, you know, the flat map of
left, right, up, down, sideways, back ways, this ways, that ways. But Lewis looked like he had enjoyed his break. And I gotta say, Lewis's Instagram is kind of, he's always posting those inspirational messages and quotes and himself with his shirt off on runs. But this past intermission, it kind of got to a level where it felt like he was advertising another social profile he had on OnlyFans.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, dude. Like he's just like kind of like Lewis as a thought on Instagram, shirt off, like a little bit more than normal. Just he did this weird video where he was like on a beach with a bunch of rocks and trying to find a place for his shirt and into the ocean. Very like cinematically.
Dear Lord. Well, you know what? They give George Russell a lot of shit for always posting, you know, shirtless selfies. So maybe he's trying to keep up with the youngins, you know? Maybe it's the Mercom people telling him that.
Listen, if it makes Lewis feel good, more power to him.
Although Lewis has never been afraid to just, you know, post shirtless photos of himself before, so
true. No, and it's just this week seemed a little bit more extra. Maybe it's just a way he comforts himself. I don't know. It's hard for me to talk shit about Lewis. So, but this week I was like, oh, come on, bro. It's a little much.
Yeah. Well, that's when you separate, you know, the driver from the personality, right? Because, don't give them too much time because then they're going to start doing that stuff. Get back to the racetrack, Lewis.
He also, I still can't get over this. Like, he posted his music mixing setup.
Oh, and God. Yes, dude, I remember this.
I'm like, man, you make millions of dollars a year, and that's it's basically what we use to record this podcast.
Yeah, he's got like his laptop that's like propped up on two books and a little lamp, and definitely not worthy of the kind of production that he wants to be doing.
Nah, maybe he's got some serious post-production tools on his computer, but anyways, it's a bit weird. I will say just another quick miscellaneous news. Mercedes handled their social's been on point lately, and they handled the trophy handoff very well. I don't know if you saw that.
The George giving it back to
that was funny,
Fernando.
Yeah. It like driving it to Silverstone from the Mercedes headquarters.
Yes, yeah. I think that's pretty good. You know, Merck is not really showing up on track, but they're definitely, they still got the banter.
Which they usually don't. So maybe, you know, they're having a little bit more fun. They might have hired a new social person. Who knows? But I did enjoy that.
I feel like whoever's not, I mean, when you're winning, you don't have time for that. And when you're not.
Red Bull, I mean, Red Bull are the kings of this sort of the stunts.
Yeah, they are. You're right. I mean Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull, they love their stunts.
Yeah, I mean, that's their whole brand, right? Yeah, they're focusing. But you know what? Talking about Danny Rick, guess who's making his first comeback this year on the grid this weekend? I just said it, so it's not much of a guess. But Danny Rick's going to be in the paddock this weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He is. Well, he naturally would be, right? He's back in Oz.
Yeah, I'm curious to see who's going to get more love. Is it going to be our boy Danny Rick or Oscar Piastri, his first home race?
I don't know, man. I bet Danny Rick will.
Yeah, I mean,
I actually think Danny Rick will get more love. That's not even a joke.
No, for sure. I mean, I asked that question, but I knew the response. I mean, I think people who don't follow motorsport probably don't know Piastri yet. But who knows? Maybe this weekend he'll put in a performance that will change that. But yeah, I'm sure all the Aussies are going to be super excited to see Danny Rick, though, this weekend. And I am as well. I can't wait to see what he's up to.
Yeah, I'm more excited to see what Danny Rick's doing off track than I am what Piastri is doing on track.
On track.
I'm not kidding about that.
I mean, although, yeah, he is driving a dog of a McLaren for now, so he's not going to be doing much. But
well, that's kind of like that's the big question. But before we get to that, I mean, Danny Ric, obviously reserve driver now at Red Bull, back home. Mm-hmm. He's back home at Red Bull, back home in Australia. He's just back home. I got two questions. One, at this point, I'm starting to get convinced. Now we're two races in, going on to a third race of the season. I don't know, dude. it pains me to say this. I fucking hate it. But does anyone really have a chance to go after Red Bull this year?
Okay, question number one.
And then the follow-up to that is, this is a twofer. is Checo up to the fight with Max? But let's go one question at a time.
All right, one's going to be much easier to answer. Actually, they're both pretty easy. I would say no and no. Does anyone have a chance to go after Red Bull? I don't think so. I think that even if you stopped any development on Red Bull, they'd still be ahead of everyone by the end of the year. They were over a second a lap quicker in race condition in the first two races. And even with the penalty of the wind tunnel, I don't see anyone catching up. But I hope I am wrong. I hope Aston Martin surprises the hell out of me and really puts in some amazing work in that wind tunnel, or that Merck launches a B-spec car that is out of this world at some point. But yeah, I think that Red Bull is just such a fine-tuned car this year. It's just so, I don't see any problems with it. There's no weaknesses either. And even when
cancel my F1 TV subscription. You heard that here, Stefano Domenicali. You heard it. I said it.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, you know, you could also start betting in every race, because, you know, if someone does win, you know, you'll make more money. You know, someone else other than Red Bull. Yeah, we're too invested, man.
If I bet on sports, I would be a miserable cunt. More so than I already am.
Which is why, I mean, you know, logically, I would say I would give that answer, but I would like to think that F1 is such a competitive sport that, you know, everyone else is trying their damn hardest, right? So who knows? I mean, I wouldn't see it in the next few races, but let's talk about it, you know, at the summer break. I feel like it should be tighter at the top, at least.
I do think it will be. I think teams will catch up. But I don't know, man. The Red Bull, barring any issues, even last week or even during Saudi, I mean, Max had issues and he still finished P2. Had a crybaby fest with his dad.
Oh yeah, the huge
breastfed him after the race.
oh my god.
Serious, dude. he probably went back to Yosemite.
Oh, the imagery is terrible.
Sorry. But seriously, he probably did. And I don't know, dude. I don't know what happens in that family. They're last episode I said they're like the Reinas of motorsport, and actually I'm going to update that. They're like the Reinas plus the Kardashians.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah,
and you know, the mom is also quite like she's very similar to Yoss in her, you know, behavior in the paddock.
I mean, you kind of so have to be to have it, a child like that, right?
Yeah, it's a family thing for sure.
Runs in the family. I'm at this point, I'd have to be convinced otherwise that anybody can really go after Red Bull for the title. But the other question that's out there was my follow-up was, you know, is Checo up to the fight? You said no. I think he could be.
Yeah, go ahead. I think you might be right. That was a very quick answer, because he did show signs of promise in the last race, especially in when Max clearly went, you know, against the team orders of like, let's bring it home. He didn't put a dent really in Checo's lead. So yeah, is that what you're thinking? You think Checo has it?
I think it's going to be I think Checo is going to be a pain in Max's side all season long, and much more so than he than last season, and honestly, kind of much more so than any other teammate has been. I mean, it's kind of apples and oranges in some ways. You know, the dude has had how many teammates in the last 4 years, 5 years? Let's see, Danny Rick, Alex Albon, Pierre Gasly, and now Checo. So he's had he's had four teammates, and I mean, with all due respect, like to each of them, he's really been out front. But I do think, as we saw in testing, we've kind of seen all year, like Checo, when he's on, when he's having a good day, he can be up there with Max. But we'll see. I mean,
it does seem like Red Bull has created a car this year that is slightly more suitable for both drivers, and not just Max for last year. So it seems like a more comfortable car. It's more within Checo's window of driving performance as well. So I'm curious to see if, because Checo is also very good on certain tracks. So it'll be nice to see what happens in Melbourne. If Checo is up there this weekend, I'll say, oh, we might have a fight, and there might be some drama. And who knows, man? This could be great for us if they take each other out, you know, a couple of times this year, or maybe just once is enough to stir the pot. And then guess who's there to pick up the pieces? Fernando.
El plan.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. It's the plan. It's all part of it. It's all happening.
You don't believe it.
What? You know me, dude. Fernando should. Listen, good for the guy. Good for him. Like, honestly, good for him. But
remember this when he wins his first race for Aston Martin.
All right. I'll be happy for him. Honestly, I'll be happy for him. He made it, finally, dude makes the right career move. But that does bring up a good question. Is Aston Martin at this point well beyond Ferrari? Have they made those gains? Because it does.
Good question.
Ferrari's poor Fred Vasseur, as we know, like, the problem wasn't Binotto. The problem was Ferrari's got a Ferrari problem. And just based on testing in the first two races, Ferrari's not only behind Aston Martin, not only behind Mercedes, they're behind Aston Martin.
Yeah. So I thought Ferrari would do much better in Saudi. And that did not happen. Ferrari did really well last year in Melbourne. So if they're not the second fastest team this weekend, then I think Ferrari has a serious problem, because that means that they're really moving back. And, you know, as we said in the last episode, Charles has only scored 8 points in the first two races here.
Yeah. Oof.
That's his worst start to an F1 season since his rookie season, which he was racing for Sauber at the time. So
yeah, it's not looking
6 points. Great. 6 points. Sorry, yes, 6 points. Wow, my God, terrible. But yeah, I think that if they can't bring it this weekend, then they're in trouble. I still think that, you know, the first two tracks were a little different. You know, Saudi's, you know, obviously very fast. People were talking a lot about how the tarmac was different in each. Now we're going to like another atypical half street circuit in Melbourne. But, you know, after three different tracks, we should kind of be able to tell, you know, where everyone is. You know, we know that Red Bull's up there. Also, this will be a very important weekend for Aston Martin as well, I think, to see if they do well here, and if they're ahead of Ferrari, then we've definitely got a trend.
Yeah, I mean, and the consistency behind it, right, is really the big question. Can they maintain this? And it seems like not only can they maintain it, but they're going to improve through the season. They're going to probably fight for wins. Whereas Ferrari, I mean, you know what's funny, though, is going into this weekend. Funny, I don't know if it's funny.
Watch out what you say, but yeah, being funny with Ferrari here.
Yeah, don't be funny about Ferrari or we'll fire you, just like we fire all of our bosses, because we don't realize that we have a problem internally and we haven't dealt with it.
I mean, you're not wrong, but still, yeah, take it easy.
Take it easy.
It's not easy to hear this, you know.
Yeah, well, good. It's kind of like a contract you sign when you become a part of the Tifosi, right?
I guess. Yeah. It's painful.
Yeah. Anyway. I think I have to say it is safe to say that Aston Martin's well ahead of Ferrari, and Ferrari's got to bring it. But I have a feeling Ferrari could put in a result this weekend. For some reason, I'm feeling good about them.
I do too, actually.
I do feel like they could potentially double podium even.
Wow. Okay. You're a little bit more optimistic than I am, but
yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see it.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, please. Please.
Well, you'll see in my Stan Championship points picks where I actually lie on that. But there are a lot of teams this weekend that need a result. Ferrari, I think, is one of them.
Yes.
What team do you think most desperately needs a result this weekend? And ooh. I think where I'm at.
Obvious, right?
One little thing. Williams came out this past week and said that they're a little shocked that they're the second most improved team after Aston Martin, which is kind of true. Like Williams has had a compared to seasons of the past, they're doing a lot better.
Albon
seems to be comfy in the car. Sargent isn't performing poorly.
You know, actually, I think Sargent is performing really well, and James Vowles said that he was apprehensive at first, but you know, going into Williams, and after testing, he was actually really impressed by Logan. So that's great to hear. And
fuck yeah,
USA! And you know what? You know, I've heard that Williams is almost up a percentage point, so they've reduced the gap to the front by more than 1% compared to last year, which, you know, it doesn't seem like much, but in F1 terms is huge. But still a lot of work to do, obviously, there. But they're on the right, they're going the right direction for sure. And strong driver lineup this year. Mm-hmm. But if you're asking who needs,
I don't think it's Williams, let's put it that way.
A result. Yeah. I think Williams is doing what they're doing. You know what? It's a hard question because I think a lot of teams, like I would say almost everyone except for Red Bull needs a result this week. I would say Merck needs a result, and I would say McLaren needs a result.
That would be my team. I think more so than anyone on the grid, McLaren needs a result.
Yeah, McLaren, you know, word on the street, I mean,
ooh, actually, what street you been on, boy?
Word on the the streets of it's not even rumors. It's McLaren has been saying that they're coming out with their new car in Baku. So I'm almost tempted to say that, you know, McLaren, I will not judge until, you know, the next four or five races. And they've also been going through some restructurization there. I don't know if you saw, they fired James Key, who was a ex-Ferrari, and they put in like a more, I would say there isn't a technical director anymore. There's about three people taking on that role. They're the only team to do this. So I don't know. People are doubting whether that's the smart move or not. But I'm going to keep McLaren to the side for now. I think they would need a result because it would be nice to see Piastri maybe finish in the points for his home race. But Mercedes also, they haven't learned from last year. Toto's openly saying that they should have gone a different direction and that they will be very soon putting out some big updates, especially on the side pods. So I think Mercedes is feeling the heat as well.
Yeah, I think they're feeling the heat. I still don't think, I think if we're saying who's in the most desperate need of a result, I still think it's McLaren, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and I don't disagree with you. I think Merck, almost every team other than Red Bull, arguably like Williams and maybe...
Ooh, AlphaTauri.
AlphaTauri, yeah, they're up there too. I mean, there's a good argument for every team other than Red Bull and maybe Williams to need a result this weekend. It's really the lesser of many evils, but
would we be disappointed if Red Bull had a double DNF? No, it would be great. Yeah, wouldn't change anything at the end of the year, but it would be great for now at least.
Yeah, I mean, even Alpine, you could make the argument for Alpine, but I just the regression between the last this year or last year and this year for McLaren is just it's mind-boggling, and to see even Lando struggling with the car, it's nuts. But
yeah, it just looks like Red Bull is the only student to have done the homework, you know, for class, and everyone else is like, fuck. We didn't like we're it's like yeah
what you're saying is you're calling Red Bull the horse girl who like teacher
yeah you know the student that's you know first row always you know raising their hands like oh, yeah. you forgot to give us the homework for tomorrow yeah that's Red Bull right kids. Now but that could change very soon because Ferrari is going to get back on it very soon
Formula One. Incredible. Well, we've got the Stan Championship, which is pretty tight right now, man. It's between you and I, 24 points to your 19.
That's right.
And I think I go first.
Yep.
We're back at... I was about to say Rogers Park. What the hell? Albert Park. I'm going to go... I'm going to go Checo pole.
Ooh, back-to-back poles for Checo, huh?
No. Never mind.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go Max pole. And I think Max does win. We'll say that. I think we see Charles P2. We see Checo P3.
So you're not going for the double Ferrari podium.
No. I wouldn't be shocked if we saw one, though. I'm going to go... Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be Fernando P4. And the smooth operator in P5. I don't think Merck has a good weekend.
No Merck in the top five.
And Gromo is going to Yuki.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. All right.
I almost wanted to say Piastri at his home race, but that felt too brutal.
Also, I think it's not really deserved. I think he's been doing really well.
Yeah, he's been fine. I'll calm down on my disdain.
Thank you. Yes. I'm going to go for Leclerc on pole because I think Ferrari is going to do well in this track and maybe they'll have one lap pace. I don't think he wins, though. I think Verstappen wins, and I actually think it's going to be a Red Bull 1-2 again. Checo P2. Leclerc finishes P3, first podium of the year. P4 will be Alonso, and P5 Sainz. With the Gromo going to De Vries, just because...
Oh, wow, look at us having no faith in either of the AlphaTauris.
Yeah, also because, you know, it's a hard car to drive. It is kind of a semi-street circuit. You know, potential to make errors is higher than usual.
Yeah, talk about another driver who needs a result, too. I mean, jeez.
Yeah. You know, really he had the dream start last year, and now, yeah, unfortunately, it's not going his direction. And one could argue that actually Tsunoda is doing much better this year.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see about that. We'll see about Yuki. Well, I'm excited. I honestly didn't know what to do with myself last weekend. We had international football, but I was like, oh, no Arsenal. Like, there's nothing.
Rugby ended also for us. Six Nations is over. Mm-hmm. It was a bit of a lull weekend, but sometimes it's good. Come back.
Yeah, sometimes you need
more
a break.
Energy.
But we're back down under. You've had the flu, so I hope you feel better. So you can get your ass up early for this race. It's at 2:00 in the morning here in the
States.
Ooh,
that's right. Ooh, yeah, that's gonna be a rough one for you guys out there. Yeah. Oh, that means I'll be talking myself on the group chat.
Yep, you will be 100% talking yourself like you
wouldn't
usually do.
Wouldn't be the first time.
But I'm excited for this race, man. What I'm hoping for is something gets shaken up a little bit. That's my hope.
Yes, and you know what? There is these are rumors, but could be some weather on Sunday.
Ooh-wee. Give
yeah.
me that weather.
Yeah, give me that rain. Give me those spins.
Rain, don't go away. Come here today. That's the way I say it. Making shit up on the fly here. Anyway, make sure to follow us on all the socials at the Grandstand F1. And we will see you next week after Melbourne.